I like to like think about like what I want to do and what I'm trying to achieve and what goals I'm supposed to take to achieve it, and I go for it.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Ajoke Salaudin, and I'm a software engineer at UpGuard, mainly front-end engineer. And UpGuard means like a lot to me because they took a chance on me to like start my career as an engineer.
When did this whole journey start? When did you first become interested in tech?
I've always been interested in tech because like when I moved there from Nigeria, I studied computer information system. And although it wasn't like a CS degree, it was just information system, which was mainly IT. So like I did a little bit of design there, which was using Dreamweaver. And that really got me interested in it, because when I did, I was really happy with what I did. I was like, oh, I would really like to like pursue this dream. So that was where I started from.
And who exposed you to the tech world?
My parent bought like a little computer. And so like I wanted to like learn a little bit about it. So what I would do is just turn it on and turn it off, because I didn't know what I'm supposed to do with it. So like I told my parents that I'm really interested in learning more about computers. They're like, okay. So like they enrolled me in some classes. Actually, I started with Microsoft, Microsoft Office. So like that was like a big thing for me there, because usually like studying back home, don't use computer. You like write everything on a paper. So it was like a big deal for me. And like that really got me interested in it before, because usually when you're growing up, you say, oh, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, because that's like the main thing. But like it was just something different and something I really wanted to do.
What about being a software engineer really excites you?
Building stuff, really. To be honest, like the fact that you can show people that, oh, I'm part of the team that like, you know, created this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So like that makes me feel accomplished.
That's awesome. What's the best lesson you've learned about yourself in pursuing your dream?
I would say never, because I remember thinking like, you know, I'll never get to where I want to be. And being here and like being at UpGuard, because sometimes you also worry like, you know, who gonna be your coworkers, like who are you gonna be working with? So like being here and working with amazing people, like really, really amazing people, like chill people, is like makes me really happy.
That's so rad. Yeah, I keep hearing it again and again. Like the team here is like,
it's like amazing. Like coming here like makes me so relaxed. It's so easy to talk to the CEOs. They're also like engineers. Like you can ask them any question and they're so relaxed. So I'm like, oh god, this is like amazing.
That's awesome. Like, how do you go from Nigeria not being connected?
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? Because there's so many people in so many different countries that are listening to you right now and feel like you're living a dream. And between not only do they have to get the education, the visa, the money for a plane ticket, the connection to companies like UpGuard, like how did you do that? How do you go from step one to two to three? Can you share your story a little bit?
Yeah. So I did my SAT and I did my TOEFL and I passed. And what you have to do, you send your results to like a bunch of schools. And the first school that gave me my high 20 was Oklahoma Paddy State University. So I was like, I'll just go. So I took the I-20 and you have to do your process, like, you know, applying for the visa.
Yeah.
So like you go and you like talk to like the immigration officers over there.
So at this point, you already had the dream to be in the U.S.
Yeah, I already
had. So you're like, how do I do this? How do I do this?
And especially what I really wanted to do, which was like computer science. Like it's not really, I mean, like it's just literature back home. Like there's, it's not like you're like doing all the practical stuff. When I went for my interview, like I went for my interview like 3 or 4 times if I remember correctly, because there are some payments you have to do, like your visa fee and stuff like that.
Interview with the immigration office. Yeah.
So, like, sometimes it takes a while for it to, like, process.
Yeah.
Mine took forever to get accepted.
And was your family able to help you with the cost?
Oh, yeah. They helped me all the way through until I got here.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, I had to go, like, 5 times to actually see the immigration officer. So, when I finally saw her after the interview, she was like, oh, okay, AJ, come back same day at 2 p.m. to get your visa. I was even surprised. I was like tearing up and like really excited. Then I went out and I came back in line like trying to get my visa. And people were like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm here to get my visa. And it was surprising for me. And when I got here, when I got to the United States, Oklahoma, Penn State University, I remember my first week and it was like during winter. It was so cold. I was like, oh my God, I'm not used to this weather. So like I was a little bit scared because I didn't know anyone. Like my families, my sisters, my brothers, they're not around. It's just me.
Yeah.
It was really, really hard, especially being in Oklahoma. It was like so hard, but like...
And just in case you guys, okay, being in Oklahoma,
yeah,
out of all places in the U.S., she goes to Oklahoma first.
Yeah.
What brought you to Oklahoma? Like, why Oklahoma?
I got my high 20 from the university first, so.
And how did that life experience aid in your success today?
I would say working hard and also, like, you know, trying to fight for what I really want because of, like, what I've been through and, like, my background. So, like, if you accomplish what you want at the end of the day, you feel happy and, you know, you feel, like, blessed.
When you encounter a challenge, how do you overcome the challenge? I know you go to these awesome people, but, mm-hmm. like, what kind of mindset do you have? Because there was even a challenge in telling your friends and family in Nigeria, hey, I want to take this position in Mountain View. So what is it about your character and how you overcome challenges?
Say, like, go for it, you know, like, because sometimes you find yourself saying, oh, you can do it, but, like, going for it and trying to do it. If you talk about, like, challenges and programming, like, what I do is, like, I break it down. I like to, like, write everything down first to see where I'm going at. Then after breaking it down, I write some tests. But, like, generally in life, I like to, like, think about, like, what I want to do and what I'm trying to achieve and what goals I'm supposed to take to achieve it, and I go for it.
And when you say that UpGuard took a chance on you, it's because mm-hmm. you didn't yet have the skill set.
Oh, yeah, like, I've been learning a lot, especially in the engineering team. We have, like, a lot of smart engineers. Usually when I get stuck, I just, like, ask them, and that's how I've been, like, improving my skills. Like, you learn a lot from the senior engineers, and they're, like, super friendly people. Like, if you ask them anything, they're, like, willing to, like, explain it to you in detail. So, like, I've learned a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah. And what's the number one resource you would recommend to learn how to code?
I would say go out there, you know, like.
But where's there?
Like, go to meetups. Like,
go to meetups? Day,
like, if you're, like, new to this environment, I would say go to meetups. Like, you know, meet people, start learning from there. You can also go to Free Code Camp.
Free Code Camp?
Yeah, it's called freecodecamp.com. And it's really free. It's not like they charge you. You can go there and start, like, you know, doing some basic JavaScript, HTML, and CSS if you want to start learning. There's also some other stuff in there. You can also try Code School. And if you really want to go deep into it, like, I would say, like, join all these meetups. There are a lot
of
meetups.
Where would you find the meetup?
If you go to meetup.com.
Yeah.
Like, there are, like, a lot of meetups there that you can just, like, Google, like, whatever. Like, if you want to learn Ruby, if you want to learn JavaScript, just Google it. And there are a lot of people there that are, like, always trying to help. If you're, like, a lady and you're, like, really nervous or, like, you have, like, social anxiety or, like, you know, whatever, just, like, you can try Go Develop It. Girl.
Yeah, oh, Girl Develop
yeah,
It.
Yeah, Girl Got Develop It.
Yeah.
And, like, I do see her there sometimes. And, like, all the ladies there are always, like, super helpful, like, if you're, like, a beginner. So, like, try all that.
Perfect! Give me five. Amazing.
Thank you.
Painless, right?
Yeah.
How can people stay in touch with you? How can they connect?
You can connect with me via email at ajoke.salaudin@upguard.com, which is ajoke.salaudin@upguard.com.
And we'll also include AJ's email in the show notes as well. AJ, thank you so much
thank you.
For sharing your story with the Women in Tech Show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech show is a WeAreTech.fm production.